The Staves, live on Six Music. Take it away.
I don't want to talk tonight. I don't want to hear. Pushing it away to the side won't make it disappear. I'm telling you
was You Held It All, from our upcoming album next year. And the next one we're going to play is the title track of our last album called Good Woman.
You say what you want and you never go back. My song is a song even buried in the black. Well, I cover my mouth and I straighten my back. Well, I cover my mouth and I straighten my back. I'm a good woman. I'm a good woman. Be kind. I'm a good woman. Raised in the light, I feel like a fool. 'Cause a game isn't fun if I never know the rules. And you're measuring out that you're coming off cruel. Say what you say, and you send me away. Now you're on me like I'm a good woman. I'm a good woman. Oh. Oh. Surrender is sweet, forgiveness divine. But who will build statues of me?
Absolutely beautiful. The Staves live. Thank you so much, guys. So I have to ask you a little bit about this new record, because I think it's 5 albums for you now. This will be number 5, yeah. Won't it? Which is quite something to look back on. Obviously, you guys grew up singing together and now you're 5 albums in. I wonder how much the way that you write and your approach to writing has changed, because Camilla, you said something really interesting about going into the studio with John Congleton this time and just kind of not prepping too much, just knowing that you would be ready and just kind of doing it and taking that approach this time. That speaks of a certain kind of confidence. I wonder whether that's a relatively new thing or whether you always had that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the process has changed each time, and I think that we've kind of tried it in all the different ways of doing tons of pre-production and trying to be really, really prepared and taking our time and doing loads and loads of demo things and discovery. And I think that sometimes, I think we've found that we want to circle back a little bit to how we used to do things, where we'd write with nothing really, just us and a guitar, and see what happened in the studio and not take loads of time over it. And there's an immediacy to that, which I find that we're drawn to. You know, I find myself drawn to it again, and that's what lots of the old people that we grew up listening to did.
Which kind of people?
Well, I think people like Crosby, Stills and Nash and also the Beatles, of course.
There's a Neil Young quote, which is, the more you think, the more you stink, which is a nice one.
Yeah, I think it's very apt.
Yeah. Well, when you end up, rowing out on a lake and blasting the album out in 2 different places and working out whether it needs more barn or more house. That's the Neil Young story, isn't it?
That's the dream.
That's the dream. That one day. So the new record is out in March, and I think the tour is in May. What can you tell us about that, and to what extent have you started thinking about, you know, articulating these songs live and taking them out to people?
Well, we have started thinking about it. I think that's as far as we can go. I've thought about that it's going to happen.
It's booked in.
It's booked
in. So you're at the sort of Wayne's World, book them and we will come
yes.
stage of proceedings now. Fair.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Doing sort of roadie training, getting ready.
that's what we're mostly doing, actually, roadie training. So we're firing a lot of missiles at a lot of crew.
So. Okay. So, and is it, have you always had the same crew or is it a new crew? What's the deal?
No, some of them got hurt, so you know. No, we got a new crew that we're going to, put through their paces.
I love that.
Awful.
The thing when I realised that I was getting older was when I started to recognise the roadies before the bands. I don't know if that will resonate with you guys, but just going to throw it out there. When they'd come in and I was like, not sure who this is, but hello, nice to see you. I mean, you know, this is the thing, you guys have been doing this since you were, you've grown up doing this, I suppose. Has what you write about changed over that time? Because life does shift and ebb and flow.
Yeah.
I mean, it has. I listened back to, we celebrated the 10th anniversary of our debut album last year, this time last year. And I just listened back to those songs and it felt like we were kids. And I mean, I'm proud of the record and I'm proud of everything that it did for us. But I also kind of feel embarrassed because it's like reading your diary from when you were, you know, 20.
Or like looking at photographs of you when you were younger, being like, oh my God, my hair looked like that. But no one else thinks that way, but you do, looking
and
at it.
Yeah, I think that we've probably become more honest and more comfortable to kind of, to be honest in songs. I mean, not that we weren't honest before, but I think there was maybe more, I don't know, messages sort of shrouded in metaphor and poetry, and I think we're a little bit more direct, which I think comes with age.
Yeah, absolutely, and that brave enough to be vulnerable because you know who you are. It's only a thing that can come with time. I'm going to hand it back to you now, guys. More live music, if you would. The Staves on Six.
Wasted time, wasted wine, guilty lying on your back. Wasted talk on the telephone, why'd you do it like that? You put it on the shelf and you won't ask why. How do you know when it's right? When you think about it, did you really?
Okay. Another song.
We're going to play the latest single, which is also the title track of the new record coming next year.
Nice.
This is All Now.
Still the value on the package and the camera on the skin. Still the focus on the eye, not the biscuit, just the tin. And I'm standing here screaming, where do we begin? Where do we begin? Where do we begin? It's all now, isn't it exciting? We can stick it to the man and come out fighting. Unencumbered, fast as lightning. I can act like I'm fine, I can put it in writing. It's all now, isn't it exciting? Isn't it exciting? Isn't it exciting? Isn't it? Isn't it? Faces in the dirt, give them something to believe in. Do what you want, just be aggressively free. Be aggressively free, be aggressively free. It's all now, isn't it exciting? We can stick it to the man and come out fighting. Unencumbered, fast as lightning. I can act like I'm fine, I can put it in writing. It's all now, isn't it exciting? Isn't it exciting? Isn't it exciting? Isn't it?
Everybody, how do you do that? I am covered in goosebumps like a freshly plucked Christmas turkey. Absolutely extraordinary scenes, head to toe in the studio. Guys, thank you so much. You've already given us 4 glorious tracks, but I know there's more to come. And we promised you, or you promised us, a special Christmas surprise. Would you tell us what or who it is?
We did, and we so should have mentioned it earlier on when you asked us what we had planned. We have some wonderfully talented friends who are with us today to sing some Christmas songs with us. We'd like to introduce Nick Hill and Will Taylor from the band Flight. Woo! 2 lovely Christmas elves.
We'll hand it straight back to you then. Gentlemen, welcome. What a merry band this is.
It's very merry, yes.
Are you feeling in the spirit yet, you two?
I'm now, yeah.
Great.
So we have our own Christmas song that we put out a few years ago, and we thought, what better time than to play it, because there's only really a few weeks in the year that you can, and we've only done, I think, 1 gig in December, so we really had to do it. This is called Home Alone 2.
Thank you, Flight Lads.
And just before we do our last song, we wanted to introduce our wonderful band. On drums, we've had Glyn Daniels. And clapping ourselves. And on bass and guitar and flugelhorn, Marcus Hamlet. Yeah. And on keys, synths and vocals is Rob Pemberton.
Rhombus Pembus.
And joining us again on this song are Nick and Will from Flight. We're going to play a Christmas classic. We thought we would do Judy Garland's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Absolute perfection. Thank you so much, The Staves. Thank you, Flight, whose wonderful album is out now and who are touring in February as well. Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you so much for that.
Thank
it was
you.
The perfect way to close what has been an extraordinary year here. Thank you to everyone who's listened with us, who's made music with us and shared music with us here on Six Music. That's our last show of 2023. It's time for the news.